Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's have a look at the top stories today. Caltrans working to reopen part of State Route 190. Inyo County Caltrans crews are in Death Valley working to reopen a portion of State Route 190. The highway shut down early Sunday morning due to flooding and debris flows caused by the rains generated by Tropical Storm K. Currently, State Route 190 is closed from the junction of State Route 136 to Stovepipe Wells. That closure will remain in place overnight with the assistance of the CHP. Crews are removing debris from the highway between State Route 136 and Trono Wild Rose Road. That section will likely be the first part of the highway to reopen. State Route 190 from Stovepipe Wells to Death Valley Junction remains open. For the latest information on road closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or download the app to your smartphone. You can also call the Road Condition Hotline at 1-800-427-7623. Caltrans also posts updates to its social media channels on Twitter and Facebook. And it looks like if you go on to EasternSierraNow.com, you can see that Caltrans has a traffic advisory for the week of September 12th through the 16th. Go ahead and check that out. They also have the latest and greatest from Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. That's their weekly news story. Go ahead and check it out. See what upcoming events are happening in Mammoth Lakes. And it looks like Mammoth Voices has put out an update of the oncoming events. It says, please save the dates for these upcoming candidate forums. Thursday, September 22nd with Marie Alvarado Gill, candidate for State Senate, District 4. Thursday, October 6th, Mammoth Lakes Town Council candidate forum featuring Chris Bubser, Betsy Trox, and John Wentworth. Wednesday, October 12th, candidate forum for the Mammoth Unified School District Board of Trustees. And Thursday, October 20th, Mammoth Lakes Council candidates forum featuring Amanda Rice and Cleland Hoff. For more information, go to EasternSierraNow.com and click the link. And that looks like it's it for the news today. But I would like to say thank you to the Bishop Fire Department for the memorial stair climb yesterday. Thank you for everyone who came out and supported and took a moment to remember all the victims of September 11th. Thank you, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.